Once you gave your life to Jesus, it doesn't come from your employer. It doesn't come from your bank. It doesn't come from the government. It comes from God. And when you recognize that, you can see that seed as an opportunity to sow and be a blessing to someone. And that's a small grace bomb that they'll... Well, I want to say welcome to Grace for Eternity Church podcast. I'm Pastor Brandon Pollard, and if you call me Pastor Pollard, I'm probably going to turn around and see if my dad's there, second-generation pastor, but also very proud of my dad, who started a Bible school back in the 80s that's still around today in Papua New Guinea, and was thinking about him today, and so grateful for the 4 years that he took our family over there, planted that, and thousands of pastors have graduated from there. And I start today off by talking about the church and grace bombs and what Jesus, you know, Jesus is grace. And so what does that mean to us as Christians? And so today's topic is really about small grace bombs, meaning things that the world sees as small. Jesus will take that grace and plant it in someone's life, and they'll turn around and give thanks and glory to him. And I take this from scripture. So 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 through 12 says that he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The Apostle Paul is speaking to the early church Corinth, and he's telling them that Jesus is the one that supplies seed for them to sow, and that he increases that seed for the purpose of generosity, for the purpose of the saints being provided for and turning around and giving thanksgiving to God. So the early church is learning how to be generous. And a few weeks ago, one of my podcasts, I talked about generosity and what that means for us, because it's defined for each person. And I believe that for us, you know, if you turn and say, man, this came into my bank account and I'm grateful, that is a generous seed. That is something that the Lord provided. And so there's something that comes in and turns your heart to God. That's generosity. And so when you give that seed to someone, they can see Christ in them. If it's something like, you know, I walked across the room the other day and I saw a quarter on the ground and I didn't even pick it up. I mean, I remember as a kid, a quarter was a big deal to me. I remember singing to my grandparents. They would ask me, would you sing us a song? And I'll pay you a quarter. I was ecstatic to get a quarter. Now it's like a penny on the ground, right? You may walk right over it. You may not pick it up. There's quarters in your house, in your couch, that you may not even be looking for. And so my point is that what is generous to you from God to you? Because every seed, the Apostle Paul says, is supplied to you from Jesus. So in other words, he's your provider. Once you gave your life to Jesus, it doesn't come from your employer. It doesn't come from your bank. It doesn't come from the government. It comes from God. And when you recognize that, you can see that seed as an opportunity to sow and be a blessing to someone. And that's a small grace bomb that they'll give thanks to God. It'll turn their heart to Jesus. It'll turn, especially if you've prayed about it, right? And so let's read on. In that 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, you'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. Now, what the Apostle Paul is not saying is that God is not generous to you, or God is generous to you so that you can be generous to other people. Let me just clarify here. If you're never generous, God doesn't change. He loves you. He will always be generous toward you because you're a son and daughter. So if you're never generous to anyone, you have to know in your heart that God loves you. He's not being generous just so that I'm going to be kind to you so that you can be kind to someone else, okay? With that power that you're given, okay, with that authority that you're given, you can be generous to someone else, okay? It's not the reason that God loves you so that you can, he's going to love you so that you'll love someone else. No, he loves you because he's love. That's who he is. He loves you for you, and if you do nothing for him, that's grace. It's that undeserved favor. And so knowing that, the Apostle Paul talks to the early church and says, listen, He's going to give you seed. He's enriched you in every way. I want to read it from the English Standard Version. It says, you'll be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God. For the ministry of the service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but watch this, it's also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. So when you give, if you're giving and you're praying about it and you're asking the Lord, how do I give and what do I give this seed? When you give that seed, it's going to give a there's going to be a thanksgiving to God. So a lot of people give to their children, and that's a good thing. Listen, the unrighteous give to their kids and take care of their children. There is a prayerful seed that God has set aside for you to give to the saints. It's to give to believers so that they'll turn their hearts and see that God is their provider as well. Not so that they can see you as the provider, not so that you can get the credit. I believe that we are generous as a family, and it's a family secret. It doesn't have to be shouted at the rooftops. It doesn't have to be told to everyone. In fact, when you give, it's Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what you're doing. And the reason why he says that is because he doesn't want you to get the glory. He wants his Father in heaven to get the glory. Well, how does your Father in heaven receive glory? Your Father in heaven receives glory when his children are taken care of, when the saints are provided for. This is a great calling of God on your life. Now, if you don't do this, you're still going to heaven. Pastor Brandon, you just said that anybody that doesn't give is still going to heaven? Yes. Your ticket to heaven or is not based on your performance. It's based on the blood of Jesus. So your entrance into heaven and your salvation is not based upon your giving. Now, will people see and turn and thank God when you're not generous? No, they won't. Let me say that again. Will people turn and thank God when you're withholding generosity? They can't see God. If you're being selfish, if you're taking that seed and eating that seed that God intended for you to sow. And so there's this thing that Christians can do, which is sowing. And when we reap, the Apostle Paul says, you'll reap a harvest of righteousness. Well, what does that mean? That means you're going to reap people. Doesn't mean you're going to reap mansions or cars or airplanes. It means that people's lives will be changed in thanksgiving to God. This is good news. This is what the gospel is about. This is, you were radically loved and radically forgiven and radically changed. And if you do nothing else, if you do nothing else, God continues to love you and pour out seed to you. With that response of that love, and as you mature in your love in the Lord, you turn around and you give it away because he's constantly supplying the seed. He constantly will give you an increase at your work. And some of you are saying, well, my boss gave me the increase and I worked hard to find favor with my boss. Yes, Jesus didn't go to work for you and get up early, but because you're a co-laborer with Christ Jesus, he is entrusting you with that money. And a lot of poor people will say, I'll give my time, but I'll never give my money. Did you know there's a pendulum that swings? It swings both ways. The poor say, I'll give my time, but I'm not giving my money. I'll sell my time for money. In other words, they'll go to a job, you know, Monday through Friday, and they'll sell their time, but they won't give their money. Okay, that's a poor poverty thinking because God's the one that provides the seed. Well, let's swing it the other way. Because maybe you make great money and you don't go to work. You have a business or something and you're making great money. You know what the other side of the pendulum says? I'll give my money, but I won't sow my time. Well, God wants all of you. And so your time and your money are important because it's a part of your heart. Where your treasure is, there your heart is also. What do you mean by that? Well, Jesus was saying this from a place of letting them understand that when you give treasure, your treasure can be money and time because both are important. Both of those say that you're loved. And guess what the Father does for you? He gives both his money and his time. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm always with you. I want you to comfort those with the comfort that I've given you. What is that? That's time. He's constantly giving his time with you and his time for you. And then what about provision? Well, 2 Corinthians 8, he supplies seed to the sower and bread for food, so he takes care of your needs. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians, he said, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." So it doesn't even have any kind of stipulation. It doesn't have a performance. It says that it's according to his riches in glory in Christ. How rich in grace and love and provision and in time is God? Incredibly rich. And so from that place, he supplies you, and then you are promised seed, which can be time and money, to give back to the saints. And when you do that, not just family, I'm talking about saints, because we do that for family. The unrighteous do it for family. But I'm talking about saints. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes it's easier to do it for family than it is for saints, because saints don't turn around and you don't always know them as well as you do family. So I just want to say it's not either or, it's both. According to the Apostle Paul, it's important that we take care of the saints so that God is given the glory, so that we take care of his body, the body of Christ. I hope this encourages you. I hope this stirs up. You ask the Lord this question. Ask him, am I giving my time? Am I giving my finances? And are both important to you as seeds to give away?
It'll sound crazy to the world to love your enemy. No, it don't make sense to the world to wash your brother.